Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Tree sitter falls, dies at canceled Eagle Creek timber sale. Last Friday night, April 12th, 22-year-old Beth O'Brien died in a fall from a tree sit at Eagle Creek in the Mount Hood National Forest of Oregon. The community was shocked and saddened by Beth's tragic death. Years of community efforts heralded by direct action have protected the Eagle Creek area thus far. In a sad twist, Beth's death came as activists were preparing to take down the tree sits upon receipt of a signed, legally binding contract canceling the sales. The cancellation was announced in a speech on the U.S. Senate floor by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden last Tuesday. The document is expected to be signed by the Bush administration early this week. Wyden, an opponent of the timber sale, announced last Tuesday that the U.S. Forest Service had canceled the cutting contract after an independent review determined the deal required significant modifications to prevent environmental harm. At issue was the problem of blowdown, or trees not intended for cutting being felled by winds at the edge of clearcuts. The Forest Service said tree sitters were not a factor in deciding to cancel the Eagle Creek sale. The Forest Service proposed a mutual cancellation of the sales with the timber company Boring-based Vanport Manufacturing. The agency offered to refund roughly $1.3 million in deposits, interest, and other expenses that Vanport had incurred. Vanport President Adolf Hertrick said he would accept, and that appeared to end the contentious timber harvest. Tree sitters, however, said they would remain in the woods until the final paperwork was signed. Tree sitting is a risk taken to protect our remaining native forests from destruction. It is a tragedy that such risks must be taken. While we recognize the dangers inherent in tree sitting, we take safety seriously. Tree sitters and tree climbing trainers are taught the best safety methods available and constantly stress the importance of conveying safety protocols to others. This tragic accident results because communities must risk their lives to protect their land. The timetable of events leading up to the accident were as follows. For 2 hours Friday afternoon, Beth and her two companions snowshoed into the area with supplies. At 7 p.m., after climbing to a height of 150 feet, Beth fell from a rope ladder between platforms. She did not use a safety connection that was available. She survived the impact. Emergency services were called by cell phone immediately. First responders did not arrive on the scene until 2.5 hours later. We had problems getting up to that area because there was snow on the ground, slushy snow, and we couldn't get the four-wheel drive trucks up there, Clackamas County Sheriff's spokesperson Angela Blanchard said. Beth O'Brien was pronounced dead upon examination. We within Earth First view Beth's death in a tradition of courageous action to defend life that extends through decades of nonviolent protest in the U.S. and abroad. Ivan Molesky, a former spokesperson for the American Lands Alliance, a group involved in protesting the now-canceled Eagle Creek sale, said tree sitters were days away from leaving the woods after a 3-year vigil at the contentious site. About 4 people took turns living year-round in tree platforms in the Sunset Grove area where the protester fell, Molesky said. People literally waiting for the ink to dry on the cancellation deal. Probably we're going to be packing up and leaving this week, assuming it's signed, Molesky said after hearing of the fall, but before he knew the woman had died. The death may be the first among tree sitters who live on plywood platforms nailed or lashed to the upper limbs of trees tagged for logging to prevent the cutting. The Cascadia Forest Alliance and other groups will hold a massive rally on Friday, May 10th at Pioneer Courthouse Square in downtown Portland to call for an end to commercial logging on public lands. For more information, contact Cascadia Forest Alliance, P.O. Box 4946, Portland, Oregon, 97208. That's Cascadia Forest Alliance, P.O. Box 4946, Portland, Oregon, 97208. Or you can call them at 503-235-8270. That's 503-235-8270. And we thank Andrew Kramer of the Associated Press for portions of this report. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by, it's the